100 word stories.
Hello, everybody out there. This is Lawrence Simon, your host of the 100 word stories podcast. I should say the URL. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. It's Sunday, weekly challenge time. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and then we listen. You're listening, right? Anyway, God, how many of these have we done? Over 600? How many of them have you done? Oh my God. Wow. Getting to... Woo. The topic was Quill. We have a whole bunch of stories from a whole bunch of people. I'm just going to shut up and let y'all take over. Here, let's go ahead.
Before you write, by John DeCleese. First, you must obtain a quill. A large one from a turkey is ideal, easy to work with. You must dry it thoroughly and clean the part you will be using. Then put it in a bottle of water to soak. You will need a penknife, of course, small and very sharp. Didn't you know that is why it is called a penknife? Well, yes, because you use it to cut pens. You cut the tip off the quill at an angle, then remove the papery filling. Scoop out the reservoir, then cut the channel from the tip.
I wrote my first draft with a crow quill. Dipping the crow's wing into a bottle of India ink was awkward and messy, to say the least. The crow squawked and squirmed for a full half hour while I struggled to finish my story assignment. I was not going to wait until the crow molted a feather I could use, so I netted a big crow on the greenhouse roof. I took him inside my studio where I had set up a table, a very big roll of butcher paper and a bottle of ink. Adult crows molt every summer.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 639 with a prompt of Quill. Take a trip with Ned to Planet Zed. And here's my story. As the bus rolled toward the school, Bilbur thought a party, alone, under the guidance of Linoleum Amanda's unhinged father, didn't sound like fun. Oh, I forgot. My mom said I can't go to a party unless I have an actual invitation, Bilbert lied. Okay, Linoleum Amanda said. Give me your quill. My what? He asked. Your quill. You know, a pen. I have my parchment here to write your invitation. She held up a piece of binder paper. What? Is this a Harry Potter birthday party? Bilbert asked. Of course. I'm dressing as Luna Lovegood. You can come as Harry Potter. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I'm always looking for new, innovative approaches to my craft. It's so easy to become predictable, bland, and boring. You're constantly telling me that nobody likes boring. Unless it's into soft flesh. With a blunt. Drill bit. But I've been there. Done that. And for some time, I've been looking for something new. I decided to pay a visit to the zoo. See if I could find some inspiration there. And that's where I found the porcupine quill. And as I plunge it into your eyeball and pierce your brain, maybe you'll think twice about calling me boring again.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The name of the exclusive, terribly expensive event was Quill. No better name than Quill for a writing event, she thought. The turnout was better than she expected. The room was full. The problems started when one of the attendees tripped and hit his head on the giant quill that was placed in the corner for decoration. He split his head, blood all over. Everyone left in a hurry, waving their hands in the air. Well, she thought, that was easy money. She didn't even have to host a damn thing. She packed up her stuff and left town. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tour Operas Aino here, with a story on the subject, Quill. My very esteemed Lord Palamon, it was a pleasure to receive your letter, which, of course, I had a student read for me. Did you use a cockatrice quill? Perhaps nibbed with a basilisk talon? You must have had commerce with higher dimensional entities for the ink, for I found his intestines elaborately knotted, yet the ends not severed. Well done. I have his soul in a bottle. One day I may reanimate him in your corpse. No doubt you will evade the spell woven into this letter. Of my best pupil, I would expect no less. Cordially, Quirrell, Professor.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 639 on the topic of Quill. My story this week is called Judicial Tradition. A tradition in the U.S. Supreme Court involves placing quill pens at each of the counsel tables every day the court is in session. Many attorneys, especially those arguing for the first time before the court, take one of the pens as a souvenir. Of course, the use of quill pens is not confined to genteel reminders of days past. Those things are sharp. During particularly heated arguments, opposing lawyers have been known to stab one another. Just making a point, one lawyer quipped as he plunged the nib of his pen into his opponent's eye. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. This week's topic was Quill. I think I can do that. This one's called Unwrote. I really wouldn't call myself a writer. Not because I don't regard my musings as literary or worthwhile, simply because it's been a long time since I wrote anything at all, really. I type, tap or swipe, aided and abetted, and frequently frustrated, by predictive text. My page is neither vellum nor paper, but a pixelated screen. I'm not a writer. I'm a typerapipest. Maybe one day, when I'm retired, with time on my hands, I'll pick up a pen and notebook and write for real. Better still, shave my head, hand me a quill, and call me a bard. That was bard, wasn't it? Never mind, I'm off. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and we're probably in Canada. Tonight's story is called Before the Parting Miss. My dearest beloved, frozen fingers raise blade to sharpen this quill to drive home the point of our company's last engagement, in hopes our first engagement proves all the more sustaining. It is the memory of the sun on your gentle face, that nearly perceivable smile, when we first walked under the dwarf maples. at your father's summer home on the lake. As restless as the leaves of autumn are the men, and I fear equally likely to end up in piled drifts. Know, as the battle horn sounds, that my heart beats in time with yours. Zachary Maupin. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
A quill from the legendary Phoenix Bird is considered the greatest of all writing implements. A pen of such legendary stature demands an equally legendary ink. Nothing less than the ink from the great Sea Kraken will do. No ordinary inkwell should contain your Kraken ink. I'd think a hollowed-out meteorite is expected. Did you think that quill would remain sharp? You have to sharpen it with a knife made from the tooth of a dragon. To blot the ink, the height of a... Fuck this shit. Give me that Bic pen. Now, how much was the pizza again?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of quill. Congratulations to all of those who met and womped on the weekly challenge. You are good at womping. Well done, Whompers. God, now I want a carton of Whoppers. I need to cut down on the sugar. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. Let's see. The next topic is a pick two. Go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, for the list of the pick two. Well, you can just pick two words if you want. It's not like I'm going to go around saying, no, 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 you missed the word elephant and mug. Those, come on, really? Let your imagination flow. Don't use me as a crutch. Use me as a springboard. Leap off of me into the waters of your creativity. And then towel off with your self-censorship and shame. Anyway. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.